Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, nā Tanahira Toko Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the government is also in talks with other countries about borrowing some of their allocation to the Pfizer vaccine so the pace of the vaccination program can be maintained until major shipments arrive in October. She says New Zealand is vaccinating at a greater rate per capita than any other country at their peak. A deal is close on introducing a saliva test option, especially for essential workers crossing the Auckland border. She says testing workers at regional borders is the price of the freedoms the rest of the country will enjoy from 11:59. This evening. There were 21 new community cases of COVID-19 reported today, all in Auckland. The number of locations of interest is now down to 114. Former New Zealand First MP Shane Jones says ACT leader David Seymour's leak of a priority code for Māori will taint him and his party. Mr. Seymour encouraged his Twitter followers to jump the COVID vaccination queue by using the code, which is issued by Te Whānau o Waipareira, to encourage Māori and Pacifica on its database to get the jab. Mr. Jones says it makes it clear to voters that ACT's involvement in any future government is a recipe for polarisation and divisiveness. He says Mr. Seymour's timing couldn't have been worse.
One of our kuia from Tāmaki Makaurau, a stalwart of the Māori community, sadly passes away COVID-related. And then he's encouraging people to go in and misuse the system. I mean, whether or not you feel that Māori are too apathetic or too disenfranchised or too marginalised, whatever you feel, we're not going to have a robust economy or a safer community if we have continually high numbers of Māori or, dare I say, any other minority, reluctant or unable to come and get the jab.
Shane Jones. East Coast forest owners are looking at a plan to create a facility at Te Araroa to barge out their logs. Opposition to a proposed wharf at Wharekahika Hicks Bay has killed that project, but Richard Clark from Te Rimu Trust, which owns a waterfront block at Te Araroa, says there could be up to 1 million tonnes of logs which need to be taken out of the area. He says studies have found there is huge infrastructure and social cost to doing it by the road, so the Blue Highway may be the best option. A working group is looking at the environmental, social and cultural impact of such a facility.
And we've given ourselves till the end of September to report back to the community on all the concerns that they have raised. You know, as a landowner, Te Rimu Trust is very, very conscious about the environmental issues, so we want answers as well before agreeing for the project to go ahead.
Richard Clark says because the forests are so far from the ports, harvest is now stop-start, depending on log prices. And that is your Wātea News.